There's a theme about negativity in some of the news this week. Thailand's Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra has been accused of being, by no less than the King of Thailand, an authoritarian. He's stern with Parliament and cracks down on dissidents. This week, the Prime Minister started carrying a gadget to press conferences that emits a pleasant tone at what he considers a positive, constructive question, and sounds a buzzer when a question seems negative. Now, good people concerned about freedom of the press have denounced the Prime Minister's buzzer as discouraging freedom of inquiry. Such earnest and knowledgeable people must be right. But I also think they may misunderstand the contrary nature of reporters. I don't think they'll be intimidated by that buzzer. I think they'll feel challenged. Hey, man, I got the buzzer today! Now, if the Prime Minister really wants to discourage reporters from asking negative questions, all he has to do to win over most of us is pass out coupons for a free latte. A patient has complained to the New Hampshire State Medical Board about the negativity of her physician, Dr. Terry Bennett of Rochester. I told a fat woman she was obese, Dr. Bennett says bluntly. I tried to get her attention. I told her you need to peel off the weight that's going to kill you. Dr. Bennett's been delicately suggesting to his patient for years that she lose weight. She has not, and has developed diabetes, gastroesophageal reflux, and chest pains. Dr. Bennett wrote her a letter of apology, but now the state attorney general's office has told him to acknowledge that he made a mistake and take a medical etiquette course. Dr. Bennett has refused. I've made many errors in my lifetime, he says. Telling someone the truth is not one of them. Maybe Dr. Bennett should positively reassure the patient that she's svelte and lithe, and when she dies, her family can sue the doctor for failing to tell her that she was, if I might put it so negatively, hazardously fat. And finally, Saparmurad Niyazov, the president of Turkmenistan, is an authoritarian who's already outlawed opera, ballet, long hair, and gold teeth. But don't assume that he's negative about art. This week he also banned lip-syncing, pretending to sing along to pre-recorded music. He says that lip-syncing has what he calls a negative effect on the development of singing and musical art. He says he'll send police into wedding parties to make certain that no one is playing music and just lip-syncing along. Just because a guy's a tyrant doesn't mean he can't do something constructive once in a while.
Tell me something good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Tell me that you love me. Yeah.
Tell.